Welcome to the How To Dressage Podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how any dressage rider can become a more professional equestrian. Now, some people are seemingly born with natural skill, perfect timing, and that elusive quality that dressage riders call feel. But most regular riders have to work to develop these qualities, and some never quite achieve them. However, if you fall into the second group of riders, don't despair. There are lots of things that you can do to become a more professional equestrian. And here are our top 12 tips to help you become just that. So number one, clean up your act. So make sure that your tack, your horse, and your other equipment such as girths and saddle pads are spotlessly clean. Now, although you don't get extra marks in dressage tests for your turnout, first impressions do count. So how you present yourself and your horse to the judge is very important. Also, even if you're not competing, presenting yourself and your horse will make you feel like a pro. You'll even find that you're sitting up a little straighter, carrying yourself a little prouder, and generally feeling smarter. So number two is to make your horse number one. Now, even if you only compete at the lowest levels, your horse has to be number one. So be attentive to your horse's needs and ensure that his health and happiness are at the front of your mind. Now, you must treat your horse as though he were a world-beating megabucks superstar. Number three, keep to time. So always be punctual. Now, all professional people are punctual, and tardiness is a sure sign of indifference. So, if you arrange for the farrier or the vet to attend, make sure that you allow plenty of time to get your horse ready so that you're organised in good time. Now, the same applies to competition days. Professional riders always arrive at the events with plenty of time in hand. Now, planning is essential when you're going to a competition. So you should clean your tack, assemble everything you need, and pack your lorry the day before the event. Now, if you're platting up, do it the night before, or allow yourself extra time for a fidgeting horse if you decide to plat before you go to the competition on the day. So now number four, you need to learn to manage stress. So competing is undoubtedly stressful, even for the professional riders. However, most pros have developed a way of coping with anxiety and competition nerves. And that's what enables the top pros to appear ice cool and totally nerveless when they're riding down the centre line. Now, if nerves get the better of you, you can check out meditation techniques and learn some breathing exercises to help you relax. You can also look at your most inspirational pro rider and then carry out some research to find out how they keep their nerves under control, and then you can try using the same technique. So number five, keeping up appearances. So look the pro by keeping your appearance neat and tidy, even when you're just schooling at home or hacking out. There's no excuse for dirty boots, a grubby hat cover, or a faded and torn t-shirt. Now, if you look the part, you'll feel the part too. And number six, listen to your trainer. So follow the directions of your dressage trainer to the letter. There is no point in paying for someone's advice and guidance if you never follow it. So just like a dressage judge, your trainer has a different view of you and your horse than you do. And your trainer is best placed to see where things are going wrong that you may not necessarily be able to feel or see. Now, even the very top professionals use eyes on the ground to help them improve. And if that's good enough for the very best, then it's also good enough for you too. So moving on to number seven, learn to take criticism. Now, if you decide to compete in dressage classes, you must be prepared to be receptive to constructive criticism. Dressage judges are trained to observe every nuance of your horse's way of going and to critique it constructively. Now, the judge is not there to destroy your confidence or to be ultra picky. The judge's job is to help you see where elements of your horse's way of going can be improved relative to the level at which you are riding. So use your dressage score sheets to help you with your training and schooling at home, because that's what the top professional riders do. So number eight, increase your knowledge of all things horsey. So it's true to say that in life, you never stop learning. and that applies to horse management and dressage technique too. So be curious and keen to increase your knowledge in both dressage technique and horse management. Now, sometimes a problem under saddle can directly correlate to some small detail in your horse's daily routine or overall health that you have overlooked. So take advantage of any learning opportunities that present themselves, including reading blogs and articles, watching skilled riders and other dressage riders' lessons, and attending clinics and seminars. By becoming more proactive and keen to increase your knowledge, you will give yourself and your horse an edge over the competition. So number 9, keep your environment tidy. Now, no one can work efficiently in chaos, and the same applies to your stables. So take a look at a professional competition yard and you'll notice just how neat and tidy everything is. Now, this is a simple ethos that you can copy in your quest to become a more professional equestrian. So number 10, be positive and friendly. So be positive and helpful in all your dealings with other people. Now, if you share a yard with other horse owners, always strive to be considerate to their feelings and needs. For example, if one of your yard mates is schooling their horse, then don't turn out your boisterous equine in a field right next to the arena. And be supportive of other riders, especially when they are experiencing challenges and difficulties. If someone is struggling with their horse, offer some friendly support. Now, that costs nothing but can be worth a fortune to the recipient. And number 11, remember to keep fit. Now take a closer look at all the professional riders. The vast majority of them are very trim and elegant. So make efforts to keep yourself fit out of the saddle. Now if you're in good shape, you'll be a better balanced rider and you'll also be able to get a better tune out of your horse. And lastly, number 12, keep things in perspective. So always choose to prioritise your horse's well-being over your ambition. While there's nothing wrong with having a drive to succeed, no amount of rosettes and prizes are worth jeopardising your relationship with your horse or his health. Now, you will rarely see professional riders overfacing or abusing their horses simply for the sake of a prize. So to wrap this episode up, the 12 tips that we've highlighted in this podcast apply to every rider. Now, if you follow these suggestions, you'll present an image of professionalism that will set you apart from other run-of-the-mill riders. Now, your mindset will change too, making you more likely to scale the dressage heights you never thought that you could. Now, if you have any other questions when it comes to this podcast, or if you have any other tips on presenting a more professional image, then please do let us know in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can start a discussion in our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free books, training diaries, free stuff on competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.